Do you incorporate artificial intelligence? I'm sure you do.
We do.
I understand that AI, as it's referred to, is now capable of reading and responding to human emotions. And I just wonder, do you envision incorporating those capabilities? Do you already?
Not that aspect of artificial intelligence. Our version is the notion of if I show it bags of Snickers and in various forms and configurations, eventually, if I show it enough bags of Snickers, you can put a bag right in front of it and then it will recognize. So what we call machine learning or neural net technology is part of that artificial intelligence. A lot of companies are using other versions, as you mentioned. Would that be in our roadmap down the road, potentially? You know, sensing frustration on the part of a customer and taking a little different action on a robot would make a lot of sense. So again, some folks, they don't want anything in their way. Some folks are fascinated and they want to take a selfie. So if we could determine the difference, we'd act differently.
Would we be surprised to hear how far along artificial intelligence has come?
Yes and no, I believe. We see so many examples. You know, and to some extent, when I go on a website and order product, the data that's captured about my actions that eventually predict what I'm going to do next and suggest the belt to match my blazer, that's a version of artificial intelligence. So we touch it so often now that it's a little bit become commonplace. It's kind of the science fiction version that it's going to read my eyebrow intonations and things like that and decide I'm angry or I'm getting ready to fuss at somebody. But it's all kind of related. And to some extent, we probably would be surprised how much this is touching us right now.
Do you plan to expand the capabilities of these robots incorporating such technologies and others?
Potentially we do. Our next steps would be, could we help in the fresh produce area and actually help you detect that carton of strawberries is now time to be turned over or at least put on sale and move quicker? Can we detect freshness in your meat and seafood area? So I think other ways of sensing something happening in the store, again, we're looking at improving their operation, eliminating waste, making them more efficient, leveraging their workforce in a better way.
Do you have additional products that will achieve those goals and do other things?
Well, we feel like we're on a journey. I mentioned this shelf inventory. One of the problems that has been in the industry for so long is I shop and I'm looking for a specific product and it's not on the shelf. Unfortunately, that occurs 6 to 8 to 10% of the time. Well, that's lost revenue, and me as a customer, I'm frustrated when I can't find that. So getting that operation more efficient and letting them stock more on the shelf, that's our first version. Well, I'll tell you, that's only what we can see. I'd love to know how many products are on the shelf and eventually be able to handle the inventory in the store. So we probably have more ideas than I could imagine we could get at. And part of it is finding out what has the highest business value.
Tim Rowland is CEO of Badger Technologies of Nicholasville. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thank you.